Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear? Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Hi, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Appreciate you calling. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
I don't have it handy.
You don't have the letter in front of you?
Yes.
Do you see the 16-digit code?
Oh, it's 2511.
Uh-huh.
4301.
Uh-huh.
0019.
Uh-huh.
3356.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Is this Rhino Movers?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just confirm some information really quick. To whom am I speaking?
Are you speaking with Pete?
Pete, okay. I have Barushim as a contact. Is that the owner? Or?
He is one of the owners.
I gotcha. Are you one of the other owners?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your name again? Can you spell it for me?
Yes, it's Pete, and last name is Sinju, S-I-N-J-U.
Okay, so Pete as in P-E-T-E, right?
Yes.
And then Sinju, S-I-N-J-U?
Correct.
Okay, and you said you're one of the owners?
Yes.
Okay, what's the best number to reach you at, Pete, in case we get disconnected?
801.
7790. Okay. And is that your mobile phone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me just confirm some more information with you real quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Your address is at 3671 West 1987 Street?
1987 South.
1987 South, yeah, okay. Okay, so 3671 West 1987 South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then your website, rhinomovers.com, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your email address, Pete?
It's Pete.
Uh-huh.
At Recon. R-E-C-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Recon. Structures.
Uh-huh.
.net.
.net. Okay, so that's Pete at Recon, R-E-C-O-N, structures, structures.net, right?
Yes, structures.net, correct.
Perfect. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp?
Well, that business that I gave you, the Rhino Movers, is the partnership.
Partnership.
And we don't need a loan on that business. That business is fine.
Oh, you have another business.
We have another business. It's a construction, a commercial construction company. That's the one that we need working capital on that.
Okay, gotcha.
We're actually in the middle of really expanding. We just picked up over $500,000 worth of work right now. And that's the business I was calling about, the construction business. It's called Reconstruction.
Reconstruction?
Recon, R-E-C-O-N.
Right.
Structure.
Structure, okay. Recon structure, okay. Okay, so you're the owner of that business or one of the owners?
I'm the owner of that business, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. One sec. Okay, so the other guy... The other guy has nothing to do with this business, is that correct? The guy from Rhino Movers?
That's correct.
Okay, so you are 100% owner of Recon Structure?
Yes.
Gotcha. And is that a sole proprietorship or an S corp?
It's a LLC. It's a limited liability company.
LLC. Okay. And Pete, you're the 100% owner.
It's a single member. Yeah, it's a single member LLC.
Gotcha. And how long have you been in? How long is this? How long has Recon Structure been in business?
A little over 2 years.
A little over 2 years. Okay. Cool. Okay, so you mentioned this project. So it's a $500,000 project, meaning that's what you're going to collect on it, right?
It's like close to $600,000.
Close to $600,000.
$500,000.
Okay. And you're looking for some working capital to get started on it with all the upfront costs, materials and labor and all that stuff?
Well, we're already working on it, but it's stretched too thin. Basically our cash is mostly gone. We're already working on the project.
Okay.
I'm just using a lot of my personal savings.
Gotcha.
To run the job. We about 40% into the job right now, and I've been using my personal money. So that's why I was calling you guys to see how you guys structure your working capital. To tell you the truth, I'd rather structure in a way that, you know, as part of the job, so it's more secure.
Right.
That way, once we get the payment, I can turn around and just pay you guys as part of the job cost, because we're already making money.
Yeah. When do you get your first payment? Do you get paid all at once at the very end, or do you get paid as you go?
Yes. I get paid as I go. It's a progress billing. So tomorrow we're getting ready to bill for about 50% of the project.
Okay.
And then in next month we'll be billing for 100%. So this job is going to last through December.
Okay. But you're going to get paid for it, half of it tomorrow and the other half next month?
No, we're going to bill for half of it next month, which we will get paid in 45 days. It's construction.
Gotcha.
And we wait for a check in 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
And then the rest will bill for next month, and then that will come in sometime in the early December.
Early December, okay. Got it. Okay, and that's when the project finishes?
That's when the project finishes. If it's something that you guys work on, I would love to send you guys the signed project contract, and however you guys want to structure it. I'll say about right now, we're looking at about 100K.
Okay, so you need about 100K, right?
About 100K, mostly for payroll and equipment.
Okay, payroll and equipment. We're actually, if you qualify, we're able to split this up. You can do working capital and equipment financing, because equipment financing, it's secured by the equipment, right? So it's going to be a little bit cheaper. So we can go for working capital and equipment financing. So how much in equipment?
The equipment we're looking to purchase?
Yeah.
It's going to be somewhere around, I'll say for what we'll need to save us a lot of money on most jobs, probably about $60,000.
Okay. And then working capital, like $40,000?
Yes.
Okay. If we can get you more, could you use more or no?
Sorry, what did you say?
If we're able to get you more than what you want, could you use more or no?
Yes, I can use more.
How much could you use, like, ideally, best case scenario?
With construction, more is better. More just means that we might be able to bet on bigger projects. With construction, that's extremely small. You know, half a million, $1 million, just that's really a small deal.
Yeah, do you have other projects that... Sorry.
I would say we could, if we can get $200,000 for testing, that will help us streamline.
Yeah,
and be able to bid on bigger projects and to expand. You know, because last year alone, we paid over $100,000 on equipment cost alone.
That's cool.
I'm looking at the numbers, I'm thinking, okay, you know, we need to get to a point to start owning the equipment, and we'll be making, you know, that'll just increase our overall profit margin. Or at least pay you guys that margin by buying the equipment outright.
Yeah, so okay. So you could use up to 200,000. Do you have other projects coming your way that you're looking to bid on?
Yes. We have a full-time employee that does bidding. That's why we anticipate that we're going to be extremely busy. Before, we were the ones just doing the bid, and we didn't have the time to bid as many jobs as we would like.
Yeah.
So we're able to allocate a little bit of cash flow to hire a full-time person that just does bid 5 days a week.
Pretty much like sales, right?
Yes, pretty much like sales. Yes, well, it's not sales because he's on salary, so we pay him every month.
Right.
So it's not sales. We just get bid that. With construction, it takes about it's very time consuming to put the bid together from the architectural drawing,
right?
And submit them. It takes sometimes a couple of days just to do one bid. So we missed out on about 60 bids, you know, based on our record. So we hired someone to make sure that we can at least submit at least 50% of the bids that comes in. If we submit at least 50% of the bid that comes in, we'll be fine because, you know, we normally get at least 25% of the bid that we submit.
That makes sense. So that way it gives you more time to do other stuff.
And we anticipate that next year it's gonna be pretty, pretty busy. So. At least that's the plan for now.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are growing pretty fast. John Hughes
here with Big. Yeah, last year we grew 800,000. This year we've already almost doubled that. So, you know, the anticipation is that next year it'll be triple that. And it's still a pretty small deal for construction, for the kind of work we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would love to help you out growing your company, man. Especially with construction, that's what we do. You know, as you're taking on more projects, you need more money to fund all the upfront costs and the labor, materials, you know, equipment, all that stuff. And while you're waiting to collect on all your, while you haven't even collected on your old projects yet, right? But you don't want to turn these down because you want to grow. You know, you want to take the business while it's hot because you never know when it's going to.
You know, on top of that, with construction, they keep 5% of your money. They call it retention. So the whole 5% for warranty, which we get paid sometime between 6 months to a year.
Oh, wow.
And that's standard. You know what I mean? They call it retention.
Yeah, it's not very convenient.
No, it's not. It's not, but that's just the rules. You know,
that's the way it is.
But there's good money to be made, so we think we have a pretty good team. So let me, you know, if you want to just, I don't know, you have my email. If you just go ahead and maybe email me exactly what, for us to get started, exactly what you need.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and send you all that information, and we can go from there.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you some initial feedback really quick. So you did 800K last year, and you've almost doubled that already, right? And this month, you've already almost doubled it?
For this year, we almost doubled that already.
Okay, what kind of return on investment do you normally get? Like, if we were to lend you the $100,000, how much money are you going to make on that $100,000?
So if we were to get a $100,000 job, which some of the jobs are about $100,000,
mm-hmm.
So we have 5 jobs that's going on right now. If we were to get a $100,000 job, we'll be making what I'll say between 35 to 40,000. So that's about what about 35%.
Okay, 35 to 40.
A $100,000 job will last for a month.
For a month, okay.
We'll run for about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. So about 35% profit margin, and that's turnover of about a month.
Yes, turnover cool. is about a month for 100 towels, correct.
Cool, okay. Pete, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
Yes, I got one working capital loan out right now.
Who's it with?
It's with Swift Capital.
Swift, okay. Yeah, we're familiar with Swift. Yeah, no, they're a great company. Do you know what your balance is with them?
2.5 weeks ago. Yes, I do. It's about $32,000.
32, okay. Cool.
The original balance was, well, it might be below that. The original balance was
$50,000. Okay. And what was the term? Was it like a six-month thing or what?
That's the problem. The term is really not good for us. It's a weekly thing where they're withdrawing about $1,700 a week from our business account.
Mm-hmm.
And our business is not the type of business that we have cash just saying, bam, we have to wait for
right.
Front all the money
right.
and then wait forever. So that's why that's not working. The way that loan is structured, it's not really benefiting us right now because
right.
they take out. So we're paying about $6,000 a month. If you ask the $1,700 every week.
Right, right.
Our payback is about $6,000 a month. So that's just making it really a little bit, hard for us because it's like they give us this money and most of the cash is going out, right? Right, like every week.
Right. No, I get it. When did you borrow that $50,000?
When did I borrow that $50,000?
Yeah, from Swift.
Just right before we started these jobs, about a month and a half ago.
Okay. And do you know when that one terms? Do you know when when your last payment is going to be?
The last payment should be. The last payment is should be after, I think it's sometime in February of next year.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, cool. So just some initial feedback. I'm going to see what kind of options we can present to you because we might be able to pay off your Swift loan and net you the cash on top of that, or we can look at we can get you second position options, which might be able to get you more money that way. But it might be a little bit more expensive because it's second position. But what I'm going to do, I'm just going to get you the best approval possible and get you the longest term available with the highest dollar amount. And if that works, you can take it. If you want something shorter or smaller, we can work backwards. I'm going to shoot for that $100,000, but I'm going to see if we can get you a little bit more if it's at all possible. As long as you have cash flow to support the loan, that's fine. If your credit isn't like the greatest, it's okay as long as you have adequate cash flow. I think one minor concern might be that your short amount of time in business, but the fact that you've grown so fast is very encouraging. So I'm very optimistic that we can help you. So just to let you know, like a little bit about the process, it's a one-page credit application. We look at six months of your, and I'm going to email this to you, okay? And we look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements. And then we need your 2015 tax return. Did you already do your 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your equipment, do you have it all picked out already? Do you have a vendor?
Well, right now we've been leasing, so we're looking to buy. Not leasing, we've been renting.
No, I appreciate that.
Right. It's expensive, huh?
Which is fine, but we're looking at if we were to own those equipment and buy it off right. We'll probably be able to pay it off in a year. I'm looking at how much we spent just on equipment last year. We spent over $150,000.
Okay, understand.
Yeah. Do you have a vendor though that you normally buy your equipment from?
Yes. We have most of the vendors that we lease our equipment, like United Rentals. They have equipment for sale as well.
Okay, cool. So are you going to get the equipment new or used?
I'm used.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're looking to buy used equipment.
Okay, so, and you said that's roughly around 60K, right, for all the equipment?
Yes, it's, okay. You know, basically a couple of scissor lifts, fork lifts, and boom lifts, so like used one.
Okay, scissor lift, fork lift, and then what else?
Boom lift.
Okay.
The used ones can go up to about 12,000 to 15,000.
Gotcha. Okay.
Nice condition used ones.
Cool. So if you have some quotes or invoices for that,
and
for those
and welding machines as well.
Oh, welding as well. Okay. If you have quotes for those pieces of equipment, please include those as well, because we'll need those when putting together your loan. So yeah, I want to take care of everything. We're like a one-stop shop. We've been around for 14 years, so we have a lot of resources. So we do lots of different things. We're not a one-trick pony, as they say. So working capital, we can take care of you. Equipment financing, we'll take care of that. And then we'll work with your vendor as well. Do you have you gone to your bank for any of your financing needs?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Have you got any feedback from your bank, your local bank that you do your checking deposits with?
Any feedback?
Yeah, like have you applied for any financing with your bank?
The banks are different. When we started the company, we applied for financing. Most banks are on here with construction. Most banks don't lend to construction companies for the business for at least 3 years.
Okay, gotcha. So they just see it as too risky until you hit that three-year point, right?
Yeah, because most banks, the business is too risky. They don't lend to you. If you've been in
right.
You make it for 3 years, that's right. What they can deal with you.
Yeah. Do you have a line of credit with them at all or no?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a line of credit with your bank or no?
Yes, I have a line of credit. And looks like based on some of your previous it's just a small line of credit that you were able to get pre-approved with the checking account. It's only for like $1,000.
Okay, so it doesn't help you very much at all.
we don't use it. So.
Yeah, it's not even worth using if it's not even going to be helpful.
Yeah,
okay. So do you have any other options for financing? Like, say, if worst case scenario, if we cannot get you approved, do you have like any other backup options, or do you have any other approvals that you have?
Well, yeah, my backup option is that we're not like desperate. If we don't get approved, we'll just wait from the first installment on this job that we billed for 15%.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting a check for about a little over 100,000 in about 2 weeks, you know, which I kind of hate to wait for checks, you know, because it's always good to have the cash flow with your jobs.
Right.
So that's the only backup option I have. It's almost, even though we're running a business, it feels like you're living from paycheck to paycheck still.
Right, right.
And then that check, that money should be enough to run payroll for the rest of the period for the job that we have. But you know, it's still pretty stretching everything.
Yeah, you don't want to have to cut it close or have to worry about, you know, am I going to be able to pay these employees or whatever. So I understand. You want to have more flexibility.
Yeah,
so more flexibility, more options.
Yes.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
Backup option, we just have a lot of receivables that are coming up. If they
would
just turn around and pay us everything they owe, I probably won't be calling you guys.
That's the whole problem.
Yeah, I totally will not need you guys.
Yeah.
Construction, you have to wait for your money.
I know. Are you guys like on a net 30 or net 60 on your receivables?
You're on a net 30. When you're on the net 30, you also have to give it at least another 2 weeks, because if they do their billing on the 25th, which most of the construction companies do,
mm-hmm.
so you could be out 45 45 days before you get, you get paid from your bill.
I see.
So
okay.
So in NetFed, we usually give it 45 days because most of the construction companies do their billings on the 25th.
Yeah.
So even though they get the check payment on the 30 days, they have to turn around also and process the check. And there's just another 2 weeks of processing time before they cut your check.
Uh huh. Okay, I see. So the billing address for Reconstructure, it's not the 3671, right? That's for Rhino Movers.
No, it's a big office.
Oh, okay, you operate in the same office.
Yeah, we operate in the same office, so we are co-owners and friends, and there's about three different businesses in that office.
Okay, got it. I got it. Okay, so for Reconstructure, is it 801-440-7790? That's your cell phone?
That's my cell phone number. It's got an office phone number. That's different.
What's the office phone number? Is it the 906-0283?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that's the office number for Rhino Movers and Reconstructure?
No, that's the office number for Reconstructure.
Okay, perfect.
Rhino Mover has a separate phone number.
Okay, gotcha. So you guys don't need financing for Rhino Movers, right? Just Reconstructure.
No, we don't need financing for Rhino Movers, just Reconstructures.
Perfect. Do you have an email? I'm sorry, not an email. Your website for Reconstructure? Just Reconstructure.com?
We used to have a website. I don't know if it's still functional. With our line of business, it's not really a big deal. It's not that required. We used to have a website. It's not just we put some simple website together a long time ago, but it's not. We don't get customers to look at our website.
Right.
With construction, it's just I'm knowing all the generals and making sure that they know that you're doing a pretty good job.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And have all the licensing and all the it's a skilled specialty, and make sure all our guys have their licenses, and they have their licenses for the skill that we do.
Yeah.
So it's a specialized job. So right now we only have two general contractors that we're dealing with, and we are a general contractor ourselves. So probably in 3 years we'll be doing, we'll be subcontracting jobs ourselves. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much with construction, that's kind of how it goes right now. We don't need any kind of formal advertising through our website. We don't generate revenue from our website.
Yeah, it's a little different in construction, right? If you were like a software company, you'd obviously need your website. But you know, the marketing's totally different, right? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We plan on developing a better website, next year, just because we plan on start bidding on federal jobs. We plan on getting what they call a GSA certified. That enables you to be able to bid on federal jobs all over the state. That's like the next goal. So then, we don't really feel like we need a website right now, because we're getting jobs from just local general contractors that know us from dealing with us last year.
Yeah.
Keeping us busy pretty much every month. So.
I see. So it's Reconstructures, right, with the S at the end, plural?
Yes, Reconstructures with F at the end.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now with the application info. Again, it's the one-page credit app. Fill it out, sign and date it, and then 6 months business bank statements, and then your 2015 tax return, and then also your equipment quote for the equipment that you're looking at, if you have a quote already. If you don't have a quote yet...
I got a goal. Just go ahead and send me everything that you're requesting. Just list it. I'm trying to pick up my son right now. He's calling on the other line.
No problem.
I will send that. I'll shoot that back tomorrow. Probably tomorrow with everything that you're requesting.
Cool. Whenever convenient for you, and I'll get it processed right away. Typically, we can have an answer for you within a day or so.
All right. Sounds good. And what was your name again?
Julian. Julian Martinez.
All right. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you.
Looking up your email.
Okay. Bye. Okay, Pete. Pleasure chatting with you. Bye-bye.